Hello, this is Auntie Irene, and today I have two stories for you. They're two stories with the same meaning. You can find them in the Bible in Matthew chapter 13 and verses 44 to 46. They're two stories that Jesus told. Jesus told stories, which we call parables, to help people, that's us, to understand more about him and his Father God in heaven. Jesus wanted his friends to know that being in God's family is more important than anything else in the whole world. So Jesus told these stories about people who found something special. The first story is about a man who was digging in a field. He was working hard, digging deep, getting the soil ready to plant seeds. As he dug deeper and deeper, suddenly there was a clang, a sound, and he couldn't dig any further. His spade had hit something really hard. What could it be? I must find out, he thought. Carefully, he dug until he found, wow, a treasure box. How exciting. In the box was all kinds of treasure. Jesus didn't say what the treasure was, but it was probably lovely jewels, necklaces and rings. Soon as the man saw it, he thought, I wish this treasure was mine. Do you think he'd like to keep the treasure? Oh, yes. But there was a problem. You see, the field didn't belong to him. And that meant that the treasure didn't belong to him either. You see, the treasure belonged to whoever owned that field. What could he do? He sat down and he thought, if the field was mine, the treasure would be mine as well. So what I must do is to buy the field. But how could he get enough money? He had to sell his things, everything, his tools, his clothes, even his house, everything he had to buy that field. But he did it. He sold everything and bought the field. Was it worth it? Yes, because when he bought the field, the treasure was his. It was what he really wanted. It would really change his life to have that treasure. Jesus wants us to know that there is one thing better than everything else in the world put together, and that's being part of his family, belonging to him, knowing that he has forgiven all the wrong things we've done, that he loves us, and that one day we will be with him in heaven. Jesus wants us to be in his family more than anything else, more than having fun, more than being rich or clever or having nice things and lots of friends. It's more important than anything else to be sure you're in God's family, that Jesus is your friend. Jesus told this story to show us that finding Jesus is the best thing we ever can have. The greatest treasure, because it will last forever. The next story is about a merchant. A merchant is a man who buys and sells things. The merchant in Jesus' story was looking for pearls. Pearls are very beautiful. They're white, shiny beads, and they're very rare. But the man, he was looking and looking for these beautiful pearls. He looked and looked until something special caught his eye. It was a big, beautiful, perfect, shining pearl. Just what I've been looking for, he said. But when he asked the man who was selling it how much it cost, he thought, I haven't got enough money. He opened his money bag and he searched around in it. No, he just didn't have enough money. I haven't got enough money to buy the pearl. What can I do? He really wanted that pearl so much that he decided to sell all he had to buy it. He didn't mind selling everything because he knew that that special pearl was the best one he'd ever seen, the best thing he could ever own. He would never find any pearl as wonderful as this one. You see, both men found something special, didn't they? Something they wanted more than anything else. And they didn't mind losing other things so that they could have just that one special thing. We've all got special things in our lives that are important to us, haven't we? I wonder what's most important to you. Your toys? Your football team that you support? Having lots of friends? Playing sport? There are lots of good things in our lives. But Jesus was telling us that the treasure and the pearls in the story are like something that's even more precious than all these good things. This precious thing is the most wonderful thing in the world, belonging to God, being part of his family. It's so special that we should want it more than anything else. When we find out that we can be part of God's family, it's like finding a treasure, and we don't mind what we give up to belong to God. You see, when we belong to God, that's forever. It can never be taken away from us. Those men's treasures that we heard about, the treasure box and the pearl, could have got lost or stolen, couldn't they? But once we belong to God, we are his forever. That's the best thing of all. But how can we have this treasure? By trusting in the Lord Jesus, who died for us, saying sorry for the wrong things we do, and asking him to be the king of our lives. That's the best thing we can do, and that's the best treasure we can have. I tell you what, this week, when you're looking for something, remember these stories Jesus told, and remember that knowing Jesus is the best treasure of all. Shall we thank him? Dear Lord Jesus, thank you that nothing is as special as knowing you, as knowing that we belong to you, and that you love us. Help us to want this treasure more than anything else. And thank you that you are our treasure. Amen.